Ladies and gentlemen, come on a business flight with me, something I've obviously never done. And I will just say, this was paid for. I would never spend this on a flight. I'm not a Tory, but we do start off with the airport, obviously. Scan the passport. Didn't actually know you checked it with technology. It's not a person anymore. Then got picked up by an assistant and a buggy getting wrapped around the airport there. Look at this. It's just basically the Trafford Centre, but in an airport. They had Gucci, Louis Vuitton and all that stuff. Then that's me looking a bit frustrated as I was constantly bothered, but that's just how good they are at their job. I just wanted to sit down and chill. And then, yeah, the business, look at that. That's a business lounge. Look at that. It's got a fountain in it. Something we've never seen in Salford, let me tell you that. Then again, picked up off a buggy, wrapping around again. And look at this. This is our next 7 hours. This is our seat for 7 hours. Unbelievable chair. The cushion's unbelievable. And you've got a fucking TV, ladies and gentlemen. You've got everything on there. Didn't have Babe Station, which was a bit of a shame, but absolutely beautiful. Complimentary bottle of water as well. The chair declined. The chair went forward. It was unbelievable. There's me sipping a Fanta. The Fanta in Qatar is unbelievable, let me tell you that. That wasn't spunk on my pants, by the way. Definitely toothpaste or something like that. Then we have a look at the menu. You can't get any more Tory, if I'm honest. I just wanted a beef burger and chips like you get from Wetherspoons. And I'm getting sushi. I'm getting a risotto and all that bollocks. But yeah, we kick it off with some Jurassic Park and some warm nuts. Nuts are actually really nice. We get delivered some warm bread there. That light isn't real, by the way, because flammable health and safety. But the bread was actually gorgeous. Here we have one of my starters. I mean, look at that. I think me right bollocks the same size. And then we get onto this raw beef, I think it is. Let me tell you something. It were raw because it was disgusting. Weren't a fan of that. Extremely Tory. And then we move on to the dinner. We got carrots, we got asparagus, we got beans, we got mash, we got beef. And it was absolutely gorgeous. Look at this as well. Look at that for a dessert. You don't get that in Wetherspoons. Unbelievable, unbelievable dessert. Then whacked on a bit of a blanket just to chill watching Kong Skull Island. Actually fell asleep watching it. Woke up hoping that nearly home, so I had 4 hours to go. The films, by the way, that you get to choose from. Nanny McPhee, Kong, unbelievable. Lovely cake there. Absolutely gorgeous. At the cake itself I didn't like, but it was absolutely lovely gesture. And of course, I scrammed the chocolate. That's me waking up thinking I'm nearly home. Turns out I wasn't. Then I went into the toilet and someone absolutely had a rotter of a shit. They'd left skids. It fucking stunk out there. It was like I was proper back in Salford. I've called the lovely city of Manchester there or wherever I was looking. Then we arrive off the plane. So very suspicious packages. Let me tell you something. You could tell we're back in Manor. Find my red, voluminous red suitcase for United. Then was waiting there for about 15 minutes for me mate's case. And then here we are, picked up by a taxi and back in Manor.